Hey, this is Leo for Actualized.org. And in this episode, I'm going to be talking about how to use psychedelics for personal development. Warning, the information provided here is strictly for educational and harm reduction purposes only. I am not responsible or liable for any damage that you cause yourself while using psychedelics. These substances can potentially be very dangerous and even lethal. So make sure that if you do decide to experiment with them, that you do so very carefully and very responsibly. There are two main aims that I have for this episode, which is to talk about how to use psychedelics safely. I'm going to give you lots of tips for safe use of psychedelics. And also, how do you use them not just for fun or for exploration, but for actual self-actualization work? So we're going to cover both of these topics in a lot of depth. Let me be clear before we even get into that, what I mean by psychedelics and what I don't mean by psychedelics. When I say psychedelics, I don't mean any of the following. I don't mean weed. I don't mean crack. I don't mean meth. I don't mean coke. And I don't mean even MDMA or ecstasy or Molly. I do not consider these true psychedelics. So when you're hearing me use that word, make sure you don't misunderstand me and take it as license to go do fucking crack or meth. That is not what I'm telling you to do. So then what do I mean by psychedelics? I mean things like psilocybin, which is magic mushrooms. I mean LSD. I mean DMT. I mean mescaline or peyote. I mean ayahuasca, which is basically also DMT. I mean iboga or ibogaine. I mean the class of chemicals called 2C-X. There's like 2CB, 2CP, and other variations of the 2C class chemicals. That's basically what I mean by psychedelics. There's not that many of them, just a handful of them. These are the ones that are very useful for you in the realm of exploring your consciousness. The other stuff is more recreational and it's more for fun, and that's not really what I'm interested in talking to you about. So speaking of that, let's talk about some distinctions we want to make of the different ways in which psychedelics can be used. So this is very helpful for you to make this distinction. It's a four-part distinction. So the first part is using psychedelics for fun or for escape. That's one way that psychedelics can be used. And in fact, this is probably the most common way that psychedelics are used. I'd probably estimate off the top of my head that probably 90% of all psychedelics are used for this purpose. To have fun, to see some nifty experiences, to escape from the problems of your life. This is when you go to a rave or a party with your friends, and people there are just passing around stuff and you try some of that, or you go to a music festival and you get some substance, you're not even sure what it is, but you take it anyways to have fun and to listen to music and to feel love for people and all this kind of stuff. That is not what I'm talking about here. That is not going to produce meaningful growth for you. All right? So be very careful there. That's the first distinction. The second distinction is people like to use these psychedelic substances for what I would call naive spirituality. What is this? What it is people have many ideological and dogmatic beliefs about what reality is and what spirituality is and what God is and all these kinds of things. They like to think of themselves as quote-unquote spiritual people. And so what they do is they take these substances produce in them all sorts of very powerful visions. These visions are, in a sense, a reflection of your own subconscious mind. So if you have beliefs about Jesus or Muhammad or the Buddha or, you know, whatever beliefs you have, maybe you've got shamanic beliefs, maybe you've got beliefs about spirits and ghosts and stuff or your ancestors, and then you take one of these substances and then all of a sudden you come face to face with Jesus. And then you come out of that trip, and then you actually believe, I met Jesus. And that this proves that Jesus is real, and that everything that Jesus taught was correct. And so what it does is that the experience, the very powerful experience you have on this substance, it reinforces all your existing models of reality. And that can be a very, very dangerous trap, because basically you're deluding yourself, right? You're feeding that kind of naive spiritualism that you've got going. That's not what I'm advocating with these substances. In fact, that's a very dangerous trap that I want to point out to you. The third way that psychedelics can be used is for therapy or for addiction recovery. Now, this is quite a legitimate avenue to go down. In fact, there's a lot of research being done right now in universities, in various countries from the US to Canada to Mexico, where people and institutions are using psychedelics very effectively for addiction recovery, hardcore addiction recovery, like lifelong alcoholism or heroin addictions, treating those very effectively with psychedelics. Also, they can be used for therapy of various kinds. For example, if you have depression, if you have anxiety, if you have phobias, if you have childhood traumas that are plaguing you from your past, then psychedelics in a therapeutic setting used with a professional who knows what he's doing, that's helping you out, that can be very effective. But I'm not going to cover that angle here. I might talk about that in the future in other episodes, simply because that's not really what we're doing here with actualize.org. What we're interested in is the fourth way of using psychedelics, which is for personal development, for expanding your awareness and your consciousness, and as an aid to doing non-duality work. Non-duality is basically working towards enlightenment. So if you're following me on that, and you're working every day, you're doing self-inquiry and so forth, you're meditating, you're investigating aspects of yourself and your ego and how those are functioning in your life. But, you know, that's a very tough road to go down. That's not an easy thing to do. You could spend years doing that stuff and get very little progress, because it can be very challenging, especially if your mind is closed to some of the very radical possibilities that you need to be open to experiencing. So this is where the psychedelics can come in and be very powerful, because they can open your eyes to new possibilities. Not that you buy a vision of Jesus, but that your eyes are now open and you can see, like, oh, my present everyday beliefs and worldview is so limited until I took this substance. And also, you don't have to use it just for non-duality. You can also use it to gain insights in your life, like insights about a relationship you have, or insights about the direction you want to take your business in, or insights about some challenging problem you're working on at work. Like maybe you've got a creative challenge, a technical challenge, a business challenge, whatever that is. These substances can open your mind so much that, you know, you get these very powerful insights coming in, and those can be very helpful. Also, you can do personal development in very small ways. Like they can help you to get rid of certain bad habits that you have, or to install good habits. They can get you to see the power of meditation. So maybe if you've been struggling with establishing a meditation habit, maybe you take some mushrooms and then all of a sudden you see, like, wow, this is amazing. How can I attain this without the mushrooms? And then it's like, oh, well, yeah, of course, a meditation habit would be a good idea. And now all of a sudden you're motivated to go do that. So that's what I want to talk about now. What are the keys to using psychedelics and to actually get growth out of them, not just for fun? Here are my tips for that. Firstly, you want to undertake this with a methodical approach. It's not that you're just going to go take a random mushroom at a friend's party because he happens to have one, and you just take it, pop it, and then whatever comes, comes, and then you're done. And then you're like, well, I know what mushrooms are. No, you want to take a very methodical approach. What you're really aiming towards with psychedelic substances is to get a breakthrough dose, which enables a breakthrough experience. When you first start taking psychedelics, you should start with small doses and build your way up methodically until you get to the breakthrough dose for that particular substance. And then you can try that with various substances. But that should be your approach. Your approach should not be to try one substance one time. It should be to try these substances, to really see where these substances can take you. A lot of times people say, well, Leo, you know, I tried some mushrooms one time, or I tried some LSD one time when I was a teenager at a party, And, you know, it was a terrible experience. And so now I would never touch that stuff again. But see, that's very different than what I'm talking about. You tried it in the wrong setting at the wrong age when you were not emotionally or cognitively mature. And you don't even know what you took exactly. You don't know how much of it you took. You had some sort of bad experience. You don't know how you interpreted it. You had no education. You had no foundation. You had no research done. You didn't understand psychology or non-duality or any of these things. And so, yeah, you had a bad experience. But that tells you nothing about the power of mushrooms. If you were really to take a methodical approach to start with small doses and carefully work your way up to the large doses and to actually have a breakthrough mystical experience, that would be something very, very different than what you experienced in high school when you were playing around with mushrooms. Education and research is the next tip. People, when they try this stuff, they don't do nearly enough education and nearly enough research into the entire field of psychedelics. There's so much to research there. There's interesting medical studies to research. There's trip reports from people to read, both the good ones and the bad ones. You got to research what the substance is. Every substance you want to take, you got to research it. Understand what it is. Understand the problems, the side effects, the complications it can have, to know how often you can take it. To know the kind of experiences you can expect from it. See, this requires weeks and months of research, but most people who do psychedelics, sometimes they just take a psychedelic, they don't even know what this thing is. They just take LSD, and in their trip report, I'm reading their trip report, and it just says, I don't even know what LSD was. I just took a five tabs, and there it is. That's preposterous. That's a recipe for having terrible experiences and for not getting any growth out of this process. So you need to do lots of research. Also, the next tip is you got to set a serious intention. What do you want out of your trip? Every trip, you have to want something out of it. Not that you're neurotically controlling the trip, which would also be bad. You want to surrender to the experience, but also you want to set a serious intention. So maybe you're after truth. Maybe you want to know what reality is. Maybe you're interested in what consciousness is. Maybe you're interested in enlightenment. Maybe you're interested in figuring out some sort of psychological problem in your life. Like maybe you have social anxiety and you want to fix that. Or maybe you have fear around money and you want to fix that. Or maybe you've got a problem in your marriage and you want to fix that. So you set that intention when you're going into the trip. And then that helps to get you the insights that you're looking for that will actually be useful in your everyday life. See, then it goes beyond just being an interesting psychedelic experience. All these psychedelic experiences, they're all temporary. They all pass. But what can last is the insights that you gain during that experience. Those can stay with you forever. Also, what's necessary is to study and to practice psychological principles, the ones that I teach you with all my content from actualize.org. The biggest problem with psychedelic users in general that I see from reading a lot of their trip reports is that they have no understanding of the principles of human psychology. They don't know how the mind works. They have a lot of inner demons. They're using these substances to escape from their inner demons to find relief. And these substances, you know what they do is they open your mind. They open up your subconscious mind to the depths of what's in there. And a lot of people have a lot of inner demons in there, which all come pouring forth. And then, of course, that produces bad trips. So you have to start to study the stuff that I'm teaching you with actualize.org. Like, study what happiness is. Study what anger is. Study what depression is. Study and understand what addiction is. Study and understand the ego and the self and how that works. Study self-deception. Study and research what thoughts are. There's a lot to learn here. Once you do this kind of study and you also start to practice it in your daily life, what happens is that then you develop this foundation which grounds you when you go on your trip. Then it's hard for you to freak out because you understand, like, oh, yeah, this is just something that's happening in my brain. You know, I'm having these kinds of thoughts. I understand that thoughts aren't actually real. I understand that even visual phenomena aren't ultimately real. And so this lets you kind of calm down and enjoy the trip rather than be freaking out. Also, you need to study non-duality. This is very critical. If you don't make a study of non-duality or enlightenment, what's going to happen is you're going to see very powerful visions, like I said before. These visions could seem religious in nature to you, or very spiritual in nature to you, and you're going to get lost in the phenomena of the vision. You're not going to understand how your own mind is constructing this, and you're not going to be able to deconstruct what the psychedelics construct for you, and you're not going to be able to really pierce through all that and to see what's really important during these trips, which is the way that your awareness and consciousness works. If you understand, if you truly understand conceptually what enlightenment is, you're going to have a much, much better time during your trips, because you're going to be very, very grounded, and you're not going to get lost in an illusory phenomenon. Also, very important that you set up a daily meditation practice. That's going to be huge for grounding you in these experiences. And also, a self-inquiry practice. I have episodes that show you how to do both of these. Self-inquiry is what you're doing to reach enlightenment. It's questioning what you are as an existential being. If you set up these practices, then the psychedelics you take will, they'll supercharge your meditation, and they'll supercharge your self-inquiry, and they'll motivate you even more to meditate even harder, and they'll motivate you even more to self-inquire even deeper. And that's going to be a huge benefit you get, which most psychedelic users completely miss out on, because of course they don't meditate and they don't do self-inquiry. They don't even know what these things are. The next tip I have for you is you need a quiet and safe setting if you want to get growth out of your trips. Don't do it at a party. Don't do it at a festival. Don't do it with a bunch of friends who are noisy and loud and who are distracting you. I'm talking about doing this mostly solo work. You're sitting alone late at night in your house or in the morning or whatever, and you take this substance and you're going deep inside yourself to explore your own subconscious mind, to explore consciousness, and to explore the ego, the self, and how all that works. And you're doing it in a very palpable way because these experiences are so powerful, right? But you need to have a clear mind as you're going in there. You need to be undistracted by things. So a very quiet, very comfortable setting is required. And a lot of bad trips occur mostly because the setting is completely inappropriate to what these substances are supposed to be used for. If you're in a noisy festival setting, what can you expect? It's very easy to get a terrible trip because there's all these random factors that are out of your control. There are loud noises, there are people, distractions. God knows what could happen. Also, it's very important that you don't get seduced by the phenomena and the emotions of these trips. These trips can really open you up emotionally. You can feel love like you've never felt before. You can feel joy and bliss that you've never even imagined. You can see things that you couldn't imagine in your wildest dream. You could see aliens. You could see other beings. You could see, creatures from fairy tales. You could see God, you could see Jesus, you could see Buddha and all this kind of stuff. But, there's such huge potential for self-deception there. It's so easy to delude yourself. So if you want to actually get growth rather than delusion and regression, you have to be able to see through these phenomena as reflections of your own unconscious mind and to not take them too seriously. And lastly, I would say that my biggest tip for you to get growth out of your trips is to leave time after the trip, plenty of time to integrate what you experienced. Sometimes a trip can be so powerful that you will need an entire day the following day after your trip to just sit and not do anything, but just to reflect and to think about it because it was so deep. And you need to think about, what does this mean for my life? What does this mean for my career? What does it mean for my family? What does it mean for my finances and all this kind of stuff? That's super valuable. If you just take some LSD, you have an amazing experience, but then the next day at 6 a.m., you have to wake up and go to work, you're going to lose a lot of these insights that you should be integrating. That integration is actually where your mind is changing permanently. You see? That's super powerful. So make sure that you're leaving the time to integrate. What I recommend is that actually if you're going to do psychedelics, do them on Saturdays. If you have a standard 9-to-5 job and you're working Monday through Friday, the best time to do a psychedelic, I think, is on Saturday, logistically, because you can spend all of Saturday doing your trip and great. Then you can spend the end of Saturday night integrating, and then even Sunday morning and Sunday afternoon, you can spend most of that time relaxing and integrating all the lessons that you've learned. You could even have a journal, a diary that you keep where you write down all your biggest insights and all that stuff. That's super valuable. Because if you just do it on Sunday night, Monday, you got to go back to work. And that's going to lose you some personal development right there. So those are my keys for the self-actualization. Now let's talk about how to do it safely. So if you've never done psychedelics before, or even if you have, let me show you how to do it safely. Because what I see is that people who are even very experienced psychedelic users make a lot of very, very stupid and obvious mistakes. A lot of the stuff that I'm going to say is just very obvious, but still they don't observe these rules. And so, of course, they create very bad trips and then they don't get any growth either. To get growth, you first need safety. You're not going to get much growth without safety. So here are the safety basics. First of all, do tons of research on every chemical that you intend to put in your body. Read trip reports. Read and research the dosages. You should know what is a threshold dose. Threshold means when it's just going to start to take effect on you. What's a light dose? What's a normal dose? What's a heavy dose? And what's an ultra heavy dose? For every substance that you're going to take, you need to know that. So go do the research. And don't just look it up in one place. Cross-reference different places where people talk about dosages so that you are confident that the dose that you're going to take is not going to be some sort of heavy dose when you first start. Also, research the negative complications and problems that people experience on these substances. You want to make sure that there's nothing you don't know about these substances. Also, of course, use a reputable source to acquire your substance. Whether that means making it yourself, which means that you're guaranteed to know what's in there, or getting it from someone that you really know the purity is going to be high in the item that you're going to be putting in your body. Purity is super important. Don't be cheap either. You don't want to be saving 10, 20 bucks and getting the cheapest thing possible. You want to be getting the most pure form of this stuff you can take so that you minimize any potential health problems and any freak out fear experiences. You know, if you're consuming a substance that you know is not pure, or you're not sure what the purity is, just imagine psychologically what that does to you once you put it in your body. That could scare the shit out of you. Just that alone could cause a bad trip. I would caution you to avoid taking pills of any kind of psychedelic. Take the psychedelic in its pure powdered form, because pills could be mixed with all sorts of fillers. You don't know what's in there. They're notoriously impure. Also, I would caution you against using research chemicals too much and experimenting with the whole field of various research chemicals available out there, because these chemicals, they could not be designed for human consumption. And you can get yourself into some real trouble with taking these research chemicals. So be very careful. You don't really need them. Stick with the classic proven psychedelics that work, like LSD, psilocybin, mescaline, and so forth, right? You don't need to go try weird, untested chemicals. That's just asking for trouble. Also, avoid substances called N-bombs. They can cause death and all sorts of health problems if taken too often. Use drug testing kits on every batch of new substance that you have. Drug testing kits are available online. They're relatively inexpensive. You can buy them legally. And what they allow you to do is they allow you to test a little quantity of the substance that you have. They allow you to test it for whether it really is the thing that you think it is. You can even test certain substances for purity. For example, if you're going to be taking MDMA, you definitely want to test it for purity because MDMA is notoriously impure. If you think you've taken MDMA before, chances are you haven't. You probably have taken a substance that isn't even MDMA. So test kits are very important, and make sure you test every new batch of substance. Don't just assume that if you got one batch and it was pure, that now you're going to be getting each batch and it's going to be just as pure. That would be a bad assumption. Start with small doses. So here is where probably most of the bad trips happen, is because people take a substance that they've never tried before, but they take it in way too large of a dose because they haven't researched proper dosages, and or because they've already done other substances and they assume that, like, well, you know, I've done mushrooms, so I can just handle LSD. I'll just take a huge dose of LSD because I already know how to handle mushrooms. And then from that can happen a very bad trip. So you want to make sure you start at the small dosages, because you're putting a foreign substance into your body. If you've never done this substance before and you put a large dose in there, think about how freaked out you're going to be when this substance starts to take effect. That alone will potentiate terrible trips, because it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy. You take a substance, you don't know what it really is, you've never done it before, you've taken a relatively large dose, you know all this, and now you're sitting there and this substance is starting to take effect on you and you don't know where this is going to take you. And now you're starting to freak out and to have all this panic and fear because you weren't intelligent in the way that you did this, right? If you started with a small dose, then you wouldn't have that kind of panic and fear. And then you wouldn't have the terrible trips. Of course, to have the right dosages, you need to have an accurate scale. Buy yourself a very accurate milligram scale. Thousandth of a gram, down to a thousandth of a gram. This is a high precision scale. They're relatively inexpensive. You can buy one for $30 on Amazon. But it blows my mind that when I read trip reports from people that they don't even use a scale. I'm not even talking about a milligram scale. They don't use a scale at all sometimes to measure out their substance. This is the stupidest thing you can do. Invest in a $30 scale. Take only this substance by yourself at home when you're starting off. I do not recommend you invite friends over and have a party. That's not what this is about. Take it by yourself. If you want and you need security, then invite one other person as a trip sitter who will be there with you. But when you're taking a new substance by yourself, don't also be taking it somewhere like in a park or in the middle of a city or at a restaurant or at a party or at a club or at a festival or even in the forest, because you don't know what's going to happen on this substance. You know, you might need to throw up. You might need to make an emergency call. You might get hungry. The trip might last for 12 hours. If you're in the woods for 12 hours late into the night, you know, that's going to create problems for you. So start doing it at home. Always start at home, where you're the most safe and the most secure, where there's least variables involved, where everything is very constant and stable. Test it out there, and once you can handle that and you really get familiar with the substance, and then if you want, you can go do it in the forest or something, fine. Doing it by yourself, I think, is the best, because it really allows you to focus. There's no distractions. Of course, there's risk with that. But hey, you know, this whole process has risk in it. Clean your house as well before you consume the substance. Make sure that your life is put together. Make sure that you're not taking this substance and as you're taking it, you have all these nagging problems, like you didn't do your laundry, your dishes are dirty, your toilet is dirty, you got work tomorrow, you got a huge project at work tomorrow, the kids are nagging you, you know, you got some important appointment to go to in 5 hours, all this kind of stuff, all this kind of pressure on you. Get your life in order. In fact, set aside the entire day for this experience so that you can prepare for it. You can experience it fully without being rushed. And then you can integrate everything that happens. A clean house is just a very good, like, basic foundation. Hide dangerous objects in your house. So if you have handguns, weapons, ninja swords, kitchen knives, this kind of stuff, what I do just in case is I take all that stuff and I just kind of tuck it deep into my closet so that I wouldn't be tempted to ever go in there and reach for it and play around with it or any of that kind of stuff. So hide the dangerous objects. You don't want to have a handgun lying around while you're doing one of these trips. Also, stock your refrigerator with food and drinks, because on these trips can last for 6 hours, even 12 hours. You know, a long, hard LSD trip will last you 12 hours. So during this time, you're probably going to get hungry, you're going to get thirsty, and what you don't want to do is you don't want to be like, oh, I'm hungry, let me just get in my car and drive to the grocery store while I'm tripping. You don't want that. So have all that stuff prepared, already in your fridge, have all the food already prepared so you're not preparing food, you're not cooking, you're not using sharp knives and pots and pans and frying oil while you're tripping. You see, just like very basic safety precautions. Have like sandwiches prepared or whatever you want. Have a fruit salad or something. Have a vomit bucket nearby too when you're tripping, because some of these substances will make you vomit and you don't want to be vomiting on your couch. And sometimes you might be tripping so hard you can't even make it to the bathroom. So have a plastic bucket there near you for vomiting. Also, I recommend that you meditate prior to doing the trip. Immediately prior. So spend half an hour to an hour meditating right before you're about to take the substance. This will put you in a nice calm state of mind. It'll slow your breathing, slow your heart rate. It'll allow you to focus on your intention, the thing that you want to accomplish with this trip. And it'll turn it almost into like a ritual, so that you know that you're not doing this just for fun and you're not just taking it on a whim, like, oh yeah, I think I'll just do some mushrooms, boom. It's like, no, I've thought about this. I've planned it all out. My whole day is planned out. I've meditated. I know what I'm doing. I'm conscious. I'm not using this as some escape or to like run away from a relationship that I don't want to be involved in right now. You know, so meditate and then consume the substance on an empty stomach. Not ravenous hungry, but on an empty stomach, because that will minimize your chances of nausea and vomiting. But you also don't want to be ravenous, because if you're so ravenous that you take the substance but then you're still hungry, then that's going to take your attention off from the work you need to be doing when you're in the trip. So maybe eat a little bit of food 1 or 2 hours before the trip, like a little piece of fruit or something, something very, very light, so that you're not hungry, but your stomach is still empty. I think it's very important that you don't rush yourself in this process. Like I said, set aside a whole day, and I think that the best time to do the psychedelics is around noontime, not in the evening. Because a lot of these psychedelics can give you a 6 to 12 hour trip. Think about it. If it's 8 p.m. and you take some LSD, and that's going to last you for 12 hours, and you took it at 8 p.m., when are you going to sleep? Probably like by 6 the next morning, because you're going to have the trip, and then you're going to have to come down from the trip. You're going to have all the excitement and all the insights from the trip. You're not going to be able to sleep. So if you take it at noontime, though, that will give you plenty of time for the whole day to experience everything you got to experience, and then you'll go to bed at your normal time. You won't screw up with your sleep schedule. You won't be tired and hungover the next day, right? So plan this out. Set aside the whole day. Turn it into a ritual. And I also recommend that the week before you do any psychedelics that you unaddict yourself from stimulation. So try not watching TV that week. Try not watching a lot of movies or doing a lot of web browsing and surfing, because all that stuff fills your mind, right? If you watch a lot of TV news and you spend a whole week watching TV news of terrorism and rapists and pedophiles and wars and all this kind of stuff and politics, and then on Saturday you pop some LSD or whatever, don't be surprised if some of those themes recur in your trips. Because after all, it's a reflection of the stuff that's bubbling in your unconscious mind. And also, by unaddicting yourself from the stimulation, this lets you really be honest with yourself about how you're using these substances. Are you using this substance as a form of stimulation? Is it becoming a new addiction for you? Are you taking mushrooms just because you're bored and you got nothing else to do? Because that's not what I'm telling you to do here. In fact, I'm telling you to do the opposite. Use your psychedelic trip experiences as actually part of your entire personal development journey, where you're unaddicting yourself from bad food and from bad entertainment and from bad stimulation, from bad information. That in and of itself will be huge growth for you. If you can just clean your whole week up and then do your trip, and you're doing that as preparation for your trip, and you keep doing that week after week after week, that alone will now produce a much better life for you. Even after you stop all the psychedelics, you'll be like, oh, look, it's so nice to be clean of bad food and bad TV and bad other stuff. See? Also, make sure that if you're going to do psychedelic that day, that you're in a good mood that day. If you've been planning your trip, and then that day rolls around, let's say Saturday rolls around, and for some reason you got some bad news, let's say someone called you and said your friend died or something, and now you're feeling terrible, and now you tell yourself, well, you know what, I'm going to just do some mushrooms anyways, because I was already planning to do it. That would be a bad idea. Be in a good, positive, cheery mood. If you're in a depressive mood, don't do it that day. Wait a few days, wait a week, let it pass. Also, if you've got some very important, kind of like nerve-wracking stuff that you're working on that week, let's say you have a huge project at work that's due 2 weeks from now, and you know you're crunching on it, you're working really hard on it, there's problems there, creative challenges, all this kind of stuff, you're stressed about it, and then you decide to just say, oh, you know what, I'm just going to do some mushrooms this Saturday. That's probably not a good idea, right? Wait till your project is over. Do it when you're calm. Do it when you're peaceful and you're happy. Don't make it hard on yourself. If you do that, if you do it while you're happy and you're already in a great mood, it should take you, the mushrooms or whatever you're taking should take you just like to a stratospheric level of good mood. Don't invite friends over. I highly discourage this, because you're just going to be chatting shit with your friends. You're going to be gossiping. You're going to be distracting yourself with all sorts of stuff. Also, don't be playing the television while you're tripping. And I even recommend not to play music. Experience the substance naturally, without any other additives, even music. Now, some people will disagree with me because they'll say, but Leo, you know, music. I love tripping on music. It's so important to my trip. You can do that later. After you've become experienced, you've really tried it out, you've had a breakthrough experience on this particular substance, and then you want to incorporate some music in there, fine. But if you're trying it your first time, you don't need music blaring in your ears because you don't know what kind of effect it could have. It's very important that you don't mix drugs and you don't mix up your psychedelics with other stuff, such as alcohol or weed. The combination of a psychedelic plus alcohol or weed could be a disastrous trip. It's hard to predict exactly what results will happen from the combination. If you're doing mushrooms, for example, do not do weed and do not do alcohol at the same time, because this is what creates most of the bad trips on mushrooms. If you're tempted to mix and combine substances together, that is telling you that you're not probably doing it for personal development. You're doing it for recreation, and you're doing it for escape. Because if you just take one substance, that should be plenty enough for you. You know, just LSD is plenty enough to have incredible experiences, and just mushrooms is plenty enough. You don't need anything else for it. If you're trying to mix shit together, then what are you doing that for? Probably to get some sort of new kick, new high. But that's not why you should be doing this in the first place. Also, be careful with cross-tolerance. These substances, psychedelics, are generally not addictive. But they do lose their potency with time if you use them too often. Stuff like mushrooms, mescaline, LSD, these all have cross-tolerance, which means that if you take mushrooms this week, and then the next day you want to take some LSD, and then the next day you want to take some mescaline, each trip after the first is going to be weaker and weaker and weaker, given the same dosage. And your body's going to build up tolerance, and your trips are going to be weaker and worse, so you don't want that. What I recommend as a good rule of thumb to avoid cross-tolerance is to wait 2 weeks in between trips. This is about what it takes to remove all the tolerance you build up after mushrooms or mescaline or something like LSD, right? Just to be on the safe side. Also, it's nice to have this kind of rule in place so that you aren't kidding yourself about the fact that you're maybe developing a psychological addiction. Even though these substances are not physically addictive, of course, anything in the world, not just these substances, can be psychologically addictive. Most likely that would happen because your normal life sucks and you love these amazing higher consciousness experiences that you experience on psychedelics. And so you want to escape from your shitty life into these amazing experiences. And if you're going to do that on a daily or even on a weekly basis, that's not going to be growing you. That's actually going to be regressing you. Right? You don't want to be escaping from your everyday life. In fact, you want to be having the trip, coming back to your everyday life, and then being more in love with your everyday life. If that's not happening for you, then you're doing something wrong. I would say that at the most, once a week. No more than once a week. Don't do psychedelics more than once a week. If you're doing it more than once a week, you've probably developed an addiction. When you're actually in the trip, how do you make sure it's a good trip? It's actually very simple. The number one rule is to surrender fully to the experience. And if you're doing all this properly, like I said, then you can also remind yourself that you're not going to die. Because if you did all the stuff that I said, you followed every one of these guidelines, then there is virtually no chance that you will die during your trip. And that's a good thing to know, because then that can calm you down. Nothing freaks you out more than the thought, oh shit, what did I just take? I'm going to die. I killed myself. I poisoned myself. Nothing will freak you out more than that, right? That's why you want to observe all the safety guidelines. So you remind yourself that you're not going to die. Remind yourself that the trip is going to pass, that all this stuff is just temporary, and remind yourself to relax your body. Open your whole body up, especially when you're starting to feel any kind of fear or panic setting in, because you feel like you're going down some negative thought spiral, right? And you think like, oh man, my trip is going to get so bad because I'm thinking about this bad relationships and I'm thinking about my money problems or whatever. And you're starting to spiral downward. If that's happening to you, just remember that your body can control what your thoughts are doing and the emotions you're feeling. Start breathing nice and slow and steady and calm, and just open up, pull your hands out, spread your legs, uncross your legs and uncross your arms, and just lay there and surrender your whole body and your mind as much as you can to the experience, no matter what happens. If you do that, that should stop any kind of negative spirals that you're going to go down. And also remind yourself that no phenomena are real. If you're seeing some kind of aliens, if you're seeing some kind of like nightmare scenario during your trip, keep reminding yourself that these are just phenomena. They're visual or they're auditory sensations or they're thoughts in your mind. This is why it's really good to be an experienced meditator and to study non-duality, because then you've already started to deconstruct these things in your everyday experience. And so you will be able to keep deconstructing them when you're going into your trip. And lastly, what I'll tell you as a huge warning and a huge tip is do not mistake psychedelics as a shortcut for self-actualization. And do not mistake psychedelics as a shortcut to enlightenment. From everything I've researched and all the people I've talked to, and I've talked to some very enlightened people about this issue, my understanding is that you will never reach enlightenment through psychedelics. Never. Never, ever, ever, ever. The problem, though, is that when people know about enlightenment and then they do a psychedelic and they have some kind of powerful experience on the psychedelic, it's extremely tempting to say, oh, that's enlightenment. Now I'm enlightened. But that's not enlightenment. You can't even fathom what enlightenment is. Enlightenment is so radical. Your mind can't even imagine it. It's more radical than seeing aliens, right? If aliens came and abducted you and flew you to another galaxy, to their home planet, and showed you their city and showed you everything that's going on there, that experience would be less radical than enlightenment. Because you can at least imagine what aliens are like. You see them in the movies. You can imagine what a new galaxy looks like. You know what a galaxy is. You can imagine a new planet because you know this planet. And you can imagine an alien city because you've probably seen some in the movies, right? No, enlightenment you can't imagine. It's such a radical thing that there's no words to describe it. And the only way you're going to reach it is by doing the really, truly hard self-inquiry in regular everyday life, boring old life, not in some sort of fantasy realm with elves and goblins and Jesus, right? That is not enlightenment. Those can be very powerful experiences. They can really open your eyes. But remember to come on back to the everyday world, where in the everyday world, you will continue to do the work. Use these mystical experiences you have during your trips as fuel, as motivation to do the hard work in everyday life that you otherwise probably wouldn't have done. Because these trips can open your eyes and open your mind to possibilities that you would have never been open to in a million years if you were just living your everyday life. Right? Recognize that psychedelics have a huge potential for delusion. And what I'm talking about here is I am not giving you license to use these experiences to fuel your delusions or to fuel your existing webs of beliefs. Whatever religion you hold, do not use these experiences to justify your religion. Do not use it to justify your ideologies. Do not use it to justify your notions of being enlightened already. That's a very, very dangerous trap. Make sure you remember not to do this. Because these experiences are so powerful that they will just sweep you off your feet. Cognitively, emotionally, physically, all of that. And I don't want you coming back to me and writing me comments like, Leo, I saw Jesus and now I know everything. No, actually, you're probably just deluded. So be very careful. All right, those are all my tips for you. Make sure you stick around with me with actualize.org because I'll be sharing more of my insights as I explore psychedelics. This is a very fascinating field. There's a lot of research being done right now, and I'll be sharing research with you. I'll be educating you about this topic, and I'll be giving you more tips and more advice about powerful psychedelics in the future. So stick with me for that. All right, that's it. Remember to click the like button for me. Post your comments down below. I do read them. Share this episode with a friend. And lastly, come sign up to my newsletter right here at actualize.org. It's a free newsletter that will keep you on track with self-actualization. If you're going to be doing this whole psychonautical journey, then you have to stay on track with learning the psychological principles, because this is the stuff that will keep you grounded from going off into hippie fairy tale land, all right? So stay tuned for all that. I'll have a lot more deep and profound, interesting experiences and insights to share with you in the future. So sign up, stay tuned, and I'll see you soon.